What's up, everyone? It's audio mode day two, and this is weird. I cannot get Audacity to export to MP3. Yes, I do have the MP3 encoder. I did grab it. No, I don't know what's wrong with it. It doesn't want to export to MP3, so I am now using the Windows Recorder app, and we'll see how it works. I don't know what I have to do to get this to work, but we'll see how it works. So I wanted to ask a little bit of a question, and the question is, do you guys have streaming services? Are you signed up for streaming services? Here in the US, we have a variety of them. We have Hulu Live or Sling TV or YouTube TV or what used to be DirecTV now and is AT&T TV, I guess? I don't know. I'm not sure what streaming services are available in the UK or Europe or anywhere else. I'm also not sure what if Sling TV and YouTube TV and Hulu Live are available around the world. And this comes from, I'm a big, huge fan of Olympics, and those are coming up next month. And I'm a big, huge fan of the Olympic Trials, and those are coming up, I believe some of them start this weekend. So I would like to find a streaming service that's not $65 like Hulu Live, but that does work well, and that's not Sling TV, because I tried it. And it definitely doesn't work that well. I wish it did, because it would be epic. This headset is annoying the crap out of me. Okay, there. Maybe it won't move as much. It's just moving just when I talk. I don't know why it's doing that. Anyway. So, yeah, I did sign up for Peacock as a as well, but Peacock is a free service, and I'm not sure how much Olympic coverage they'll have, because it's, like, on-demand kind of thing. Yeah, that'll be interesting. There are others that I haven't looked at, like Philo and Fubo TV and all of those, and I might look into those. I might. I'm probably going to spend this week, or, you know, the next 2 days looking into those. So yeah, streaming services. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the case I'm following right now. This case is going to be long. It's Robert Durst is a real estate developer, so kind of like Trump was, or, well, I guess he still is, right? And then he's 79, and he's on trial for killing his good friend Susan Berman, okay? But this took place back in 2000. His first wife, Kathy, went missing back in 1982. And right now, the witness that's testifying is the detective that investigated that case, that disappearance. This guy, this witness, is testifying via video, because half of the witnesses in this case are via recorded testimony that took place back in 2017, and a lot of the witnesses are in their late 80s, early 80s, late 70s, so some of them undoubtedly are probably not around to testify. But this guy's probably still around, and he probably could have come to court in person. Anyway, he mumbles, and he talks really flippin' fast, and I typed into the chat that I think he's on something and I would like to have some of it. Because it's amazing that he talks so fast. So yeah, I don't know why he does, but he does. So yeah, this case is supposed to last 4 months and it started on May 17th. So I guess it's supposed to go till September. Wow. But there'll be other cases in between, so I don't know. Yeah, it's gonna be weird. Anyway, cases, they're long sometimes. All right, I think I'll be done and try to get this uploaded somewhere. Okay, bye.